Welcome to episode 4, 5, 6 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good morning. 4, 5, 6. Nice. And we are also joined by producer Gerald this week. He is off suspension or has decided to come back into town, be a real pal.
Hey, everybody, I'm back.
Did it again, son of a bitch. You weren't like that when we were talking before.
No, I think that's what makes it good, is that he wasn't like that 30 seconds ago.
I think he did it just to piss me off.
I just missed you guys.
He for sure did it to piss you off, which is what makes it good.
That big
for anyone that actually knows Gerald, he's never like, hello, good everybody.
Ever. No, never, never.
That's what makes it good. I like it. Good job, Gerald.
Well done, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Whatever you can do to make Dan more upset.
I wasn't upset
before the entire show.
Just see how red his face is right now and
furious.
Do I sound angry? I'm not angry. I'm not angry this morning. There was a couple weeks ago I was having a bad week, day, year, month, whatever.
I think they know which episode it was.
I was a little angry that one.
I think they know.
I'm better today. For now.
Yeah, because
still early.
Because Gerald addressed the audience in a pleasant tone. You're like, what the fuck is your problem? I think they know which episode that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just rubs me the wrong way.
No, I get clearly. Clearly. I've been... If anyone sells anything that I find remotely interesting, this is a good week to send me an email because I keep buying dumb shit this week.
Oh yeah, it's dumb shit. It's buy dumb shit week for you.
I don't know what's going on. So I use the Ridge wallet.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a huge fan of the Ridge wallet, but I also use a Groove Life belt. It magnets, so it's like a. It's got a metal clip, but the clip actually goes over top of each other and then it magnets back. I don't really know how to describe it, but the two pieces click together.
Yeah. They used to have belts like that in like when I was a kid in like 1984.
Right. So I like it. There's no pinching. There's no like binding up and it's flat. Well, they send me an email that goes, hey, so also they're out of Columbia, Tennessee. So they're pretty well local.
Mm.
They manufacture everything in the U.S., which is cool. Anyways, they send me an email and they're like, hey, we have a wallet. And we're doing the wallet different. So it's a front pocket wallet, which is what I carry. It looks like the Ridge wallet.
Is that?
But the cool thing is you pull this one down and it like spring loads the back that pops up to get your cards, whereas the other one you have to push it out to the side and they take shots.
Okay.
At the Ridge when they're talking about it, how it's, you know, it's something you can do with one hand.
Neodymium magnets.
Bell.
More satisfying than
that's odd.
Ever imagined.
It's not something you usually do in a coffee shop, but
that's odd. Yeah, that is.
So it's on a Kickstarter, right? Because they are a small company. They do the whole reason I heard about them is because they do wedding rings, and this is what Joe Rogan's always talking about them. So they do wedding rings. Groove Life is because the back of the silicone ring has grooves in it so that water or sweat can't get trapped underneath it. So that's where I first heard about them. I ended up buying a belt. The belts are kind of overpriced, but the belt has been like the best belt I've ever had in my whole life. So then they send a Kickstarter out for this wallet. I'm like, well, I need the wallet. I get on the Kickstarter, and then I end up buying the level that comes with another belt because I have the gray one, but I want a black one, and comes with the wallet. So I'm excited about that. That was my first dumb purchase because I have two Ridge wallets and I already have a belt.
That's great. What's your next dumb purchase?
Everything. So it's a dumb purchase, but I made it like 6 months ago, so I feel like less dumb. But I bought the sticky note printer from Amazon that hooks up to the Echo, and that came in. So here's the wallet. Let's go back to this. Look, it has $302,000. Never asked.
Hey guys, Peter from Groove Life here. Have you seen the?
It's levitating in its hand. It doesn't do that.
You just push a button and it clicks up from the top.
So you don't push a button. That's what's so good about it. It's actually like it's all in the case itself. There's no button. You push up, see, and it kicks the cards up, and then it pops down on its own. Which is what I think is neat. So the ridge is held together with elastic.
Right. It's
lifetime warranty on the elastic, but it does wear out. There's nothing to wear out here because of
there's
how
it's a few. Made. There's a few different styles of that. Few different models of that style.
Yeah. See, there's the ridge right there. That one.
Mm-hmm.
The first one. And I just think that this. It may work like shit, but this they sold me on the idea of how it works. So, I did not watch this video. Saw a different video.
It's probably better.
Oh yeah. Anyways, so the other thing I bought was a Echo sticky note printer, and what it does is print Post-its.
Oh, that's necessary.
Right. So you say, Echo. Print a note to take whatever to pick the kids up from school. It'll print a post-it out that says pick the kids up from school. It's just a post-it. You just stick it on whatever you want. It'll also print your shopping list on a piece of paper so you don't have to keep opening the app if you're out shopping. It'll print your to-do list, any reminders that you want to have set. It'll do like Sudoku, it'll do mazes. There it is. It'll prints all kinds of shit.
How much that thing run?
It wasn't very expensive when I bought it. I think it was like $60, $70. And I say it wasn't very expensive because they have this, Amazon has this like first editions program where they do like their own Kickstarter for Echo projects.
Your utility usage.
And if people are interested and it gets funded, they make it and they sell it to you at a discounted price. If it doesn't, then they give your money back. And I'm a moron, so I supported like all of the ones that they had up. See, I ordered that blue and pink paper, and I did not get that. So that I'm not sure about. But what's so impressive about this is how instantly it prints. So I say, Echo, print a note that says Gerald's on suspension. And before I'm done talking, it's printing.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a thermal printer. So it's just immediate. I mean, it's meh, which is great. It's sticky also on both sides of the paper. So it has a superior stick quality because it's not top and bottom. It's left and right that are sticky.
That's better.
It is better. One downside is it does print that Amazon logo at the bottom, and I'm not sure if you can turn that off, but I don't care because the shopping list is the main thing I wanted it for, because every time I go shopping, I have to pull up the app, see what's next, and then it times out, and I have to open that back up. And the Alexa app is not the easiest to use. It's a little cumbersome. Sometimes it'll log me out. Yeah. I go back in. I just feel like this is a superior way to do it. Also, I'm putting notes on everything in the home to be a smartass. And because I can. And the novelty will wear off, but this is a great dumb purchase. I would 100% support this one. I think it's $100 now to buy it.
That would be your 100% dumb purchase? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think it's $100 to buy it now.
No. You said you would 100% support this.
This is a good dumb purchase.
Oh, I thought, you're not telling other people to spend their hard-earned money on it.
Oh, you do whatever you want. It's a great purchase for me.
For you, right.
Yeah. I never came in to tell anybody what to do with their money. Great purchase.
Okay, it's for you. Got it.
Oh, it's $115 now.
It's unnecessary.
So everything about smart home is unnecessary. This is just really ratchets it up a notch.
Not true.
Want a chance to influence which innovative products we release next?
We moved the baby into his crib this week. And my wife, he likes to listen to music when he goes to bed. So my wife decided the most efficient way to do this was to pull the Google Mini out of my bedroom and put it in his room. And I'm like, great. Now we got to go get more. Because I need the one in my bathroom that I never use. But
right.
But we haven't been using that bathroom because we're going to be remodeling it soon. So that's why. But I will be using it again. So yeah, I got to go. So now I got to go out and get some more Google Nest stuff. Which is it's about time.
You haven't got it yet.
No, I haven't got it yet. I have to go out. I have to get a new one. But we've been spending. We've also spent some money this week. Not necessarily on dumb purchases. We have.
Hold on, before you get away from this.
Okay.
My favorite part about this is how, for the longest time, your wife absolutely did not want any of that. And now she's taking them from you. That's my favorite part about this whole story.
It's not cool.
Because we talked about it for a long time off the show before you ever got the stuff that you're like, she's just not into that.
Yep.
It really does, like, when you really implement it, like, it changes how you live.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain comfort. My bathroom has one in it, too, which I do actually use the one in my bathroom, but they're just all over my house. I have so many that they get in each other's way because the wrong one's talking to me.
Well, I used it before, like, when I was getting ready in the morning, I would, ask about my day. And, you know, I'd be like, what's my day look like? And tells me if I had anything on my calendar. And the cool thing is I got it synced up to my work calendar.
Yeah, that is cool.
So it tells me like what my stock orders are for that day. So before I even am ready for work, I'm already have an idea of what my day is going to look like at work, what I have to do. And when I would shower, I would, listen to music or play some music or something, listen to a podcast.
But, yeah, that's what I do. I'll blast music or podcast. And sometimes I'm a psychopath. I'll change the color of the bathroom lights while I'm in the shower because I can.
Sometimes I'll dim the lights when I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
Some mood lighting.
Yeah.
But we're getting ready to remodel it. So I haven't been using it. Because I can't use the tub. It leaks, which is part of why we're remodeling it. So that's going to be done in December, I think. So in the meantime, there's no reason for me to go in there because I can't use the shower.
Yeah. You have a mini in there?
I have a mini in there, yes.
So are you going to bump that mini out to your bedroom until you get that bathroom done? No, you're just going
to
buy another
one. The mini's the one that she... Oh, from my bedroom to my bathroom?
No, wait. So she took the... I thought you said she took the one out of the bedroom.
No, she took the one out of the bathroom.
Oh, she took the right one. You're not even using it.
Yeah, I know, but it's not the point.
No, I get that too. I'm on both pages.
You're missing the principle here.
No, I'm definitely not. Now I got to get a whole home hub max or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
To replace the mini.
Yeah. Anyway, it's pretty confusing because I got the mix going on. You know, I got the Echo Show. I've got a.
And there's nothing confusing about that. I have everything everywhere.
I have an Echo and a mini in my bedroom.
Yeah.
For whatever purpose. I don't need both of them. It's stupid.
Disagree.
But the thing is I most everything I use, like my phones are Android, my TVs are Android. So they work better with the Google ecosystem than with the Amazon ecosystem. But like my doorbell and my lights outside, I want to be, my doorbell is a Ring, but I eventually want to like the Ring security lights and cameras and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think that ecosystem works a little better and it's a little less expensive than the Google side of things on that. But the rest of my ecosystem, like, I subscribe to YouTube Music, so it will play my playlist on that. I'm sure I can do it on Amazon side, but it seems to be harder to get into that.
Well, they want you to use Amazon Music over there.
Right. And I.
Yeah. My house is a hot mess. With a mixture of echoes. With a mixture of echoes.
I got Philips lights in the bathroom. I got, what are they? My Wi-Fi setup is Deca. TP-Link Decas.
Now, I will say, at first I had just all kinds of different lights. I use only Philips Hue. All my smart bulbs are Hue. I got my head out of my ass with that because I had like 14 different kinds of bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was about, if something breaks in my system, I have to figure out where it's broke at. and it was too confusing to have that many apps to go in. Whereas now, like, if I have a light that's not working, the first thing I'll check is the bulb itself. If the bulb is good, then I know it's either the Hue app, the Echo, the Google, however you want to look at that one, or SmartThings, which I'm still running in the background of everything.
You're still running SmartThings?
Still running SmartThings in the back of everything because I still have some things that aren't compatible.
Right. Yeah. See, that's the thing. I never had to go with SmartThings or anything. And I would like to, the easiest way to do it would be to eventually consolidate to some sort of overall hub. But
yeah.
But that's just not going to happen.
Here's where you're right and here's where you're wrong. That would be the right way to do it, but everything won't work with the hub you decide.
Right.
And you're like, I get that it doesn't work, but I want this thing.
We had to get a new AC unit for the window. I can do everything from my phone. I can tell Google to turn on and off, change. I can do all that.
Uh-huh.
It's stupid. I don't need that. It is fucking awesome to be sitting on the shitter and go turn the temperature on the air conditioner down to 68.
I can preheat my oven from my refrigerator. They're 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
I can look inside my refrigerator from Walmart. Opening
the door. Yeah.
From Walmart.
Yeah.
I can. My refrigerator has like 6 cameras inside of it.
I know. Eventually, I'd like to get to all that stuff, but I probably never will because I can't get the deals you get.
There's no reason to get to it.
I know. It's not a need. It's a want. It's a dumb purchase.
Now, Gerald, I want to check in with you because you dipped a toe in, but then you didn't talk about it much.
Okay. What do you want to know?
I want to know why you're so far from the mic first.
Oh, sorry, I was leaning back.
The next thing I want to know.
I was leaning back, relaxing.
Yeah, where why don't you do that? We're trying to work here.
Yeah. Where are you now?
We have the Echo Show and then a smart plug, and that's it.
Okay. Now, what are your thoughts however many months in?
We like it. We like both of them, but she forgets the how to turn the lights off because she forgets the wordage for it.
And give your wordage. Is it complicated? Did you complicate it?
No, it's Alexa, turn first plug on, turn first plug off.
Okay, yeah, you need to name it whatever it is. What's it attached to?
It's just the living room light.
Yeah, so you just need to, Alexa, turn on the light. You only have one plug right now.
Yeah. Right. Like, well, I didn't know you can change it.
I can go in there. I can go into the bath, into my bedroom, and it'd be like, turn. I'm not going to say it because it'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
And say, turn the lights on.
Oh, so I didn't
turn
know
the lights
can
down to 10%.
Oh, I didn't know
turn
you
the
can
lights up
it
to 50%. It's nice.
Yeah, from the Alexa app, click on the device and then edit the device. You could change the name to anything you want, and that's what it'll recognize.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I've done all these mistakes. I've made all these mistakes. When I have to be like, turn on master bedroom bathroom one, like that's no one's ever gonna get that right except for me. And only me half the time. It's smart home stuff's all about simplicity. If it's harder than flipping a switch, it's harder than just turning your lamp on. It's right. No good.
See, that's what's nice is I got it's kind of nice about Google. I don't know if Alexa does it too because I don't use it for that part of the ecosystem. But if I say, turn the lights on, it'll say, sure, which lights do you want to turn on? Because I have my bedroom and our bedroom hooked up with lights. And I can say bedroom, and it'll turn bedroom lights on. So I don't always have to be specific. It knows me well enough to push and prod to figure out which one's what I'm really asking.
Mm-hmm. So same thing on the Echo side. It'll say you have several devices, name that, which one do you, or several devices you can turn on, or several devices named lights, which one do you want to turn on? The smart thing to do is to really set up like automation. Like I've talked about it before, but like when I walk into my bathroom, it turns the light on for me.
My bathroom is like that too.
And then when I leave, after so many minutes of no motion, it turns itself off.
Well, mine dims first.
Mine just turns itself off. At night, at 8 o'clock, mine automatically switches from a regular light to a night light. Not at 8 o'clock, at 9 o'clock.
What mine do is, because I have a motion sensor in my bathroom. Again, I have all the stuff in my bathroom that I'm not using right now. Keep that in mind. But in that bathroom, I have it set up with automation from 9 to 6, because there's a motion sensor in there. So if it catches the motion, it turns it on at the dimmest setting.
Yeah, that's what mine does at night. At 9 o'clock, it turns to a night light that turns on and off with motion.
And then at 10 minutes, and then what it does is it stays on. I've got it programmed to, it stays on for 10 minutes. Then it dims for 30 seconds. And if it doesn't detect any motion, it turns off.
But, you know, once you get used to it, like, that's just what my bathroom does now. Like, I just walk in, the light's on, walk out, it turns off.
Right, like, nothing pisses me off more than someone who doesn't understand how my smart home works. That went in and started flipping switches.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like, you know, because I'll just go barreling in there because the light's going to turn on. And I'm sounds like, well, what the fuck? Why is it dark? Damn, where's the switch? Because I haven't touched that in a year.
I would like to slowly go through my home, switch out all my plugs to have USB as well as be smart.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like to slowly go room by room and start changing the switches out to smart switches so you don't have to do smart bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's a more elegant solution for some of the situations. Like, I have can lighting. Well, those are pretty expensive.
Right.
To buy the smart versions of those, whereas I can just make the switch itself smart and turn on and off that way.
Right.
But then also Philips Hue has the can lights that are all the different colors, and I'm like, also pretty cool.
I still stand by the fact that Philips is way too expensive.
Oh, 1,000% too expensive. So is everything that is Google, though. Like, the Nest cameras are way too expensive. The Nest doorbell is way too expensive. Like, I think
hubs and stuff are not exorbitant like everything else.
No, because the idea is that it gets you in the ecosystem.
Right.
I think Philips Hue is way too expensive. I also think they are the best for everything I've tried. They're the best.
Mm.
I mean, I've been using the same Philips Hue bulbs. Some of the ones I have are like 6 years old now, 7 years old.
So, listen, the TP-Links I've been using in my bedroom, I've had in there since that's one of the first things I got when I got into smart home. So was that 3 years?
Yeah. Well, it's been a while. So, Gerald, I have some stuff for you.
Okay.
You just let me know. I've got more plugs. I've got light bulbs. Just let me know what you're thinking.
I can use some of this shit, motherfucker. But you got to mail it to me, so I'll never get it. Never mind.
What if I just give it to Gerald and y'all work that out?
Yeah, I'll just mail you the stuff that I don't understand how to use.
So Gerald's going to send you everything.
Just let me know. You can give me. I'll give you my address, Gerald. You can mail it to me. No, I'll pay the shipping.
No, the wife does like the Echo because she can talk to her sister, my brother, and his daughter, and then my dad got it now too. So we can always just chime in and talk to him.
Which plug are you using? Are you using the Amazon plug?
No, it was another plug that was a dollar or in a dollar sale.
I got some plugs.
Like a TP-Link or something?
No, it was a cheap one. I think they normally sell for like $9.99, whatever the company that made it.
Oh, yeah. I think the TP-Link plug was like $19.99 or $16.99.
They love to give it away with a Mini or an Echo, though.
Yeah, they do.
So I have several plugs. I have several bulbs. Just some stuff to get you started.
Okay.
See, I like the TP. I'm a fan of the TP-Link stuff.
I like the TP-Link switches I've used. I actually started with the Cree smart bulbs. I thought the bulbs worked well, but it was very, you know, it was a long time ago because the way you set the bulbs up, because you had to do like down on the switch, up on the switch, down on the switch, wait 2 seconds, and then up, down, or something like that, just to program it into like where it was a smart bulb.
Yeah.
So I'm in there like trying to Simon Says this light every time something went wrong. And then some yahoo would just walk in and flip a switch off. And I'm like, you can't touch anything.
Yeah, like...
It breaks everything. And now they
sell things. Like, at least not like my bedroom. If you turn it off, you're screwed. If you turn it back on, it goes right back to...
Yeah. They sell on Amazon now. You can just buy the little clips that actually screw right into the existing screw hole, so you can't turn lights on and off.
Yeah.
It's just a little plastic clear cover that goes over the switch itself, so you don't have to, like, take the plate off.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a thing now. But, yeah, smart home stuff has come a long way, and I think if you set a house up from scratch or if you just go room by room and get them right, I think it's very cool.
Right. Like, if I was to build now,
oh yeah,
holy shit.
You can get affordable ceiling fans built in.
I'd be telling Nicole, I'd be like, look, okay, our $200,000 house that we're buying is going to cost us $350,000, okay? I just want to tell you that right now because I'm getting everything. Smart doors, smart lights, smart everything.
Smart doors. Door open.
Whatever I can get that's smart.
Yeah, so I would have tablets or screens mounted in every wall in every room.
Mm-hmm.
Where the whole house is controllable, as well as remotes to carry around. I would run to my own system. You know, they make overlays and things to put everything in your own style hub.
Yep.
They're thousands of dollars, but that's the right way to do it, is to network everything together and not use something like off the shelf, quite off the shelf.
Yeah, but if you already have like a house that's set up and you already have like smart stuff in it, it's virtually impossible to now try to go in and do that.
Well, see, that's what I was, it is, but I think you can, that's what I was saying. Like, I'm going to take my kitchen, all my plugs, I'm going to switch out like the actual plug itself. So I'll pull it out of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put in one that's got the USBs and has the smart capabilities.
Right.
Just one at a time. One room at a time. So maybe 1 week I'll switch out all those plugs. And then the next time I get paid, I'll switch out all the light switches.
Yeah.
And then that room's done. I think I'm going to start slowly going through and doing that. I'm going to decide on the plugs I want. I like the GE ones, I think. I've got one of those and it works pretty well, the in-wall plugs. But I think I'm just going to slowly go through my home and switch everything out so that everything is smart. I can turn anything on and off.
Do you find any lag in your GEUs?
I only have ever used the GE switch. I don't have any bulbs or anything, and I don't. Okay.
But because my bulbs have a lot of lag.
That's what you said before. I don't know if I'm the best to speak on that because the switch seems pretty immediate.
But I think I got the bulb. I've had the bulbs for like when they first came out.
Yeah.
I got a good deal on them. I got like three of them or four of them for $15 or something.
I think one of the things I'm going to give Gerald, I think I have these GE bulbs that have motion sensors with them.
Mm.
Just saying.
Well, those would be cool.
Yeah. I think I'll have to look. I just have crates of like smart home stuff that I got cheap and I probably I'm not ever going to use. Like, I like to think I'm going to use something, but I'm just not going to.
That's fair.
I'm like a bad smart home user too. Like the Philips Hue Play stuff that's behind my TV, and we've talked about it extensively on the show. It is one of the coolest things ever. I don't even use it most of the time.
Right.
Not because it's any amount of work. I just don't use it.
So that's what's cool about the Govi stuff that I have for my TV in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. As soon as the TV turns on, the lights come on.
Yeah, so mine does that.
And it immerses and immerses with whatever colors are playing.
So mine is on... Mine is ambient light behind my TV. If I want it to sync, I just have to tell it to start syncing with whatever it's on.
Mm.
So it's always on, but I just use it for the ambient light. I usually never say, like, start syncing because, I don't know, that's, like, too much work for me or something, I guess.
I don't know. I always have mine set up to sync immediately. So as soon as I turn my TV, because when I usually, if I'm in my room, whether it's watching TV or playing a game, I'm turning the lights off, chilling out my recliner. So, and it's so much cooler with that immersive background in the back.
It is, but I can't turn my lights off. I'll go to sleep. I will always go to sleep.
So this past week was our first week of it. We've been trying HelloFresh.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
It's going good.
Yeah. I was a fan when I did it. We did Blue Apron, but I was a fan.
Yeah. It's going really good. And it's right up. What's nice about it is you get the cards. You get all of your ingredients. You just file the cards. You get your ingredients already measured. It's super, especially because basically you can decide how many you want to pick a week, whether you pick two or three or four or five. We do four meals. We're getting four meals a week. But what's nice is when you get home at night and you didn't have a plan, you're like, oh, well, what do we want to eat? And then you got to sit there and talk about it. And then you got to look through and see what you got the ingredients for. And eventually you're just like, you know what? Fuck it. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and potato chips. Because it's been an hour and a half and we can't come up with anything. But here you come home and it's like, okay, well, what are we going to do for dinner? I don't know. We got four choices. Which one do you want?
Yeah. And there's something for me, there's something super special about everything being like, it's all used up.
Yeah. And like what we found, we do the meals because you can do them for meals for like two or four people, different sizes anyway. There's different size families, so you can basically make it fit your family. But we don't have anything go to waste. But we're not eating overly large portions either.
Yep.
So it's really nice that way. It's cool to cook. I'm eating things that I normally wouldn't eat.
That was the main thing for me. Like, I eat way out of my comfort zone about two meals.
Yeah.
Of the four that they would send us.
Yeah. Like, what I do, I did this Tunisian apricot chickpea tangine thing or something. It's a vegetarian dish. Its main ingredient is like a zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a vegetable guy. But my wife loves vegetables, and I was like, well, I'll try it. Yeah, and it was good.
The most bizarre one that I had, it was a blackened cheese. So you actually got cheese, you spiced it up, and it was a vegetarian one, too. And you, blackened it, these cubes, and you threw it on top of pasta with a sauce.
Oh, wow. See, what you do, what's nice about these is they automatically pick out four meals for you. But you can swap them out. Then there's a list of other meals then that you can get instead.
See, I like that a lot. When I did Blue Apron a long time ago because I think they do the same thing now, but you got what you got.
Yeah. Here you can swap out. And if you want, there's certain things you can get that cost extra money. Like if you're upgrading from some sort of chicken sandwich to a surf and turf meal, it's like $11 more.
Yeah.
On top of what you're paying. But then there's other choices that aren't more but what's nice is they don't give you their entire menu to choose from. It's like, look, for this week, you can choose from these 15 other things.
Mm-hmm. That's basically how it was. And you could say hey, I don't do seafood or I don't do vegetarian or I don't do meat. You could say those things and they would kind of cater it a little bit, mm-hmm. but you didn't get to choose like you do now. And I think that'd make the biggest difference for me because they sent shit that I just knew I wouldn't like because I'm an asshole with a closed mind.
Right.
So I think having some of that ability to move around, but I think I'm pretty close to doing that. I also at one point did the meal prep where they send the ready to eat meals.
Where you just microwave them?
Yeah. But they were proportioned correctly. And I was doing low carb. So they were keto friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And those were actually worked out really well. But I found with those, the repetitiveness of the meals.
Right.
They send you your weekly supply and it's like, oh, I just had this last week.
Yeah. And that doesn't work for me.
Right. Whereas with HelloFresh or when, like I said, when I was doing Blue Apron, I never had anything repeat.
Right. So I think we got a deal on it so far, but we've started our second week this week. But we're thinking it's something that we're going to stick with for the foreseeable future, especially, with the baby, it's right. So much easier.
It's just one less thing to have to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she, while I'm cooking, she sits down and feeds him. By the time it's done, he's done eating. He hangs out in his high chair while we eat. Yeah. It's fucking great.
I'm thinking about doing it too. I've been talking for a while about signing back up.
Yeah. Totally worth it. Yeah. I mean, it's perfect for us. I know you were talking about dumb purchases. This isn't necessarily a dumb purchase, but it's a large purchase. I think I told you guys a few months ago that Nicole had ordered a Kia Telluride.
Yeah, because I told you I like this.
Yep. She decided she didn't want to wait anymore. So yesterday she bought a Jeep Grand Cherokee L.
Those are nice. Cars are in an insane spot right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah.
I just had a friend and her. Their child wrecked their vehicle.
Uh-huh.
The car's worth about $3,000. Insurance paid them $9,000.
Yeah.
Because rates are spiking right now.
Yep.
But you can't get a car.
Nope.
Yeah, it looks good. I like the front of that one. I like the Kia. I like the look of the Kia better, but I don't blame you for not waiting.
Yeah, she got it in the velvet red there, which I think is that all the right. Way over the right.
Yeah.
She got the limited, but she got like, a bunch of extra stuff on the limited.
Is that picture that's at the bottom, is that just showing you what the seating looks like, or is it glass on the top?
No, that's what it's just showing you what it looks like.
Okay. It's tiny on my screen, so I couldn't tell. I was like, that's a fucking unsafe looking cutout.
Yeah. It's got captain's chairs right behind, and then you can get back to the seats in the back.
It's not obnoxiously large, which I appreciate.
It's not. It's not.
The Kia's footprint's probably bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a deposit, right? You just get your money back on.
Yeah, we just get it. Well, she'll just get her money back.
Gotcha.
She's just gonna call him tomorrow and go, look, I'm sick of waiting, give me my money back.
Yeah.
And they're gonna be like, really, okay.
Kia really stepped it up with the design. I love the Telluride. I also like the Stinger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like Kia's making some good looking cars.
Yeah, right they now. Are. They are. But her biggest thing is, you know, say, you know, they said 3 to 6 months. So say the top end of that is 6 months,
mm-hmm.
You know, so she's been waiting because when we went there, she was ready to buy a car.
Right.
So now she waits 6 months, but she wasn't even able to test drive it. So she jumps in this thing 6 months later from ordering it and hates it.
Right.
Well, then what do you do? Then you got to start doing all your research again on what's going to work best for you. So she'd been doing research in a little bit on what she wanted, and she was like this. And so then we had to have some work done to the Jeep anyway. So while she was there, she was like, to her Jeep, sorry, she has a Cherokee. She was like, why don't you go ahead and give me a quote for trade-in. So they did. And she was like, well, okay, that works. Sure. Let's chat. That's what we did yesterday. She picks it up tomorrow.
It is wild right now. I built a Tesla online the other day, and I mean, you're like midway through 2022 to get one. If I build it today.
Right.
My car is going to have work done.
Mm-hmm.
Soon.
You've had it a while. You've had it, what, 10 years, 11 years?
Yeah, I mean, that car is a 2010, and I got it with 12,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good car, but it was a cheap car when I got it, and I don't mean cheap. Like, I know that's all a matter of perspective, but it's a $16,000 car that I've been driving for, like, 11 years. So all things considered, like, that's not a car that I maybe might thought would last that long.
Right.
Only done regular maintenance, and I had to replace a water pump in all of that time. But
right, you didn't expect it to go that long, but it did. So,
but cool, there's something amiss with the transmission. It's a manual, and there are times I'm not a mechanic, and I really don't care for anyone to tell me what's wrong with it either. But sometimes it won't come out of first gear. And so,
if you ever had the gearbox, you don't want to know anything. Never mind.
But I've never tried to do anything with it. Like, there it is right there. It's that blue one. Mm-hmm. Not that Gerald doesn't know what my car looks like. That's my exact car. But it's never happened when I was like driving down the road. But like when I started and I'm like leaving my driveway, sometimes like I push the clutch and it just will not come out of first at all. I stop, I let out, I push the clutch back in, it comes right out.
Mm-hmm.
It's also got 180,000 miles on it. Like it's just probably nearing the end of its life cycle for what that car is.
Right.
And when I say life cycle, like with me, I don't mean at all. Like I think that car is getting close to the as long as I'm going to have it.
Someone else could get it and get
absolutely
a whole bunch of years out. Yeah, it's like when when I bought my truck 4 years ago now. The one I just traded in for the Equinox. I sold our 2007 RAV4 to my mom. My mom needed a car. I gave it to her for like $1,000. And at that time, it had 175,000 miles on it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 275 now, and she's still rolling in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think my car is almost dead. I just think it's almost dead for me.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
I really wanted to hit that 200,000 mark, but I want to be able to sell it to someone who can drive it for a while and then get some work done. I don't want to sell it to someone already needing the work.
Right.
And when I say it gets stuck sometimes, I mean, we're talking once a month it gets weird like that. You know, it's something I would tell somebody, but it's not something that keeps me from that being my daily driver.
Right.
And again, when it's stuck for 10 seconds. I don't want is for it to get stuck in a situation where I'm on like a busy road or something like that.
That could suck.
But it still drives. You're just in first. So you can make your way to the shoulder pretty easily, I think, if something was to happen. But yeah, I think it's time. I'm so torn on what I want. I want an electric vehicle. But I just, you know. Where I live, that may not be the most practical purchase.
May not be. You're right.
It's kind of what I want. So I don't know. I just really go back and forth. I mean, I wanted the Cybertruck. I mean, that may never come out with the shortages and everything else that's going on. And
right.
You know, that thing
would
all
hold my breath on that guy.
It's all but disappeared. Their focus seems to be shifted towards that cheap Tesla they're trying to make that's going to start at $28,000. You know, the Roadster's been delayed again, like, and it's hard to get a regular car. So, you know, I just think that there's a lot of things working against the Cybertruck. And then the other one, what is it? The Rivio, what is that thing called? Type in electric, truck. I think starts with an R. Rivian. There it is.
Rivian.
Is that how you say it? So that thing is super cool.
Yeah.
Kind of expensive.
Little expensive, yeah.
But I think that looks good because it looks like a truck.
It does look like, as opposed to the Cybertruck.
I don't know what that looks like, right?
Right. No, I know. I don't know what it looks like either.
Yeah, but I think that thing is pushing an amount that I will not pay. Look at that. Look at that Cybertruck looking stupid. Yeah, I love it. So that truck starts at $70,000. I'm not going to pay that.
Right.
I think that looks awesome.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I think that looks awesome. It's not.
I think Ford and GM are working on like hybrid or electric trucks.
Ford has the electric F-150.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. You know what's been catching my eye? That little Ford, the Ford Maverick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can get it with the steel wheels. It starts at 19,000. Pull up the Maverick, Gerald. I promise in a second I'll talk about video games. I have two to talk about.
I have zero to talk about.
So. Good, this is fine then.
There it is.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, the compact truck?
Yes.
Small truck.
Gerald's looking at the upgraded one right there.
Uh-huh. And black wheels.
Type in Ford Maverick base. You'll know it when you see it. So there it is. Right, that's not a bad-looking truck. Same grill, same headlights. The only difference is it has those steel wheels.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it, but I'm not buying it, so I don't care.
I get what you're saying, but it's a $20,000 truck.
Right. No, I get that, too.
So when I say it's not bad looking, I think what I mean is it's not bad looking for $20,000.
Yeah, but you're going to get... What's it got, like 4 foot in the back?
It's got enough. Bigger than the bed now. Well, I guess not. I got that shitty S10 now.
Right.
But that thing is, that truck I have now will always be what it is. It's like good for me running to the dump.
Right.
But you can get the loaded out model of this for like 29.
Yeah.
Look at that. 19,995. And that's for not the shitty one.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, that beats what we spent.
Oh, I'm sure, because you're up there at that electric truck money.
Yeah, it's 52.
Yeah. Look at that. So that Lariat First Edition.
Is that the one you want?
Mm.
No, that one doesn't look as bad. It looks much better with the rims on it.
But I just figure I'll get aftermarkets. Yeah, I want that one with the steel ass wheels. It's 19,000.
Those wheels are bad.
Those wheels suck.
They're bad.
So the upgraded model you were looking at with the wheels there, it also comes with a bed cover too, and it's only like $4,000 more.
The tonneau cover?
Yeah. It's pretty neat. You can get little compartments built into the bed. You can get like plugs and lighting back there. I mean, it has a bunch of options that they're like microtransaction to you, which I think is neat.
Right. Well, cars have always done that.
Yeah, but I think if they make them cheap and then every option is an upgrade, I think that's how any car company, I think that's like the future of that.
You'd always get you one of those electric Mustangs.
I don't like the way they look.
I don't like that a Mustang should not be electric.
All right, old man.
That's right.
I just don't like
it. It's fucking ugly.
Yeah, but they did a lot of good work with that picture right there. Or that rendering, I should say. I don't think that's a real car, but the thing, I don't like the way it looks. I've never seen one in person, though, so they could just blow my balls off in person. All right, we're running sort of long, so I do want to talk about video games for a second.
Okay, go.
I'll start.
Okay. I didn't get a chance to play anything this week. Okay. There, I'm done.
Gerald, you want to go?
I played a lot of Switch on my vacation and haven't played any PS4, just Switch since
I've been back. Play?
Fallout Shelter, Control, Hitman, Fortnite, a bunch of the Nintendo, Super Nintendo games on there. Because where I was at, I didn't really have internet to use, so I had to play all the downloaded games.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. So did that vacation and like forcing you to play Switch kind of rekindle your love for it?
Yeah, it did.
That's cool. Because when I played Animal Crossing the other day, I've been thinking a lot about Switch since I played that.
Yeah, that's what I was playing right before we started. I was playing Animal Crossing.
Yeah. I pulled out all the weeds, made it nice again, caught some sharks. And I was like, I love this game, but nothing changed. I bought Hot Wheels Unleashed with friend of the show, Marshall 205. I probably talked about it on here before. I grew up a big Hot Wheels kid. I know most people did, but it's something I collected when I was younger with my mom. It's a big part of my childhood. I always will have a soft spot for Hot Wheels. As a grown man that doesn't buy Hot Wheels, I look at Hot Wheels almost every time I walk by them. Because there's something peaceful about Hot Wheels to me, because it does remind me of my childhood. So I picked up Hot Wheels Unleashed because it looks like a good, fun, silly racer. But it also has that Hot Wheel tie-in. It has the blind boxes that you get where you unlock cars, which I'm super into because it's the loot boxes that you can't pay for with real money. You just have to play the game. You can get you can get repeats of the cars, so there's no guarantee that you get them all. I think there's like 70 cars built in the game. So you're lined up next to the turtle, the Ninja Turtles van with Snoopy on the other side of you, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, a DeLorean, the Twin Mill, the Bone Shine. I mean, it's just Hot Wheels that you know next to you, which I think is kind of neat. The game itself is, I would call it good. It has like a 76 on Metacritic. I think that's about right. It's a good game. It's not a great game. The online part's a little clunky. Once we finally got it figured out, it worked fine. The rooms are, everyone gets to vote on the track. It gives you four options. And the big thing with this is it has a track builder. So a lot of the tracks are user generated. So they just have crazy ass Hot Wheels tracks, all built out of Hot Wheels tracks components. And you're building them just like in a basement or a room, and you just build your track and then everybody races on it, which is, I think, super neat also, because Hot Wheel tracks are simple and the track editors seem simple. I haven't messed with it. But it's really neat and I really like it.
Was that it?
I'm not deep in it. Yeah. I mean, for the most part, like I said, it's doing the right things for me. It's scratching the itch, but I think mostly what I like so far is the collecting of the vehicles. It does have like a single player mode, which is you doing races against AI and you earn different unlocks for that. It does have some sort of weird story that's the most unnecessary. No VO or anything, but it's like pop-ups. Like there's like boss fights, I guess they call them boss races. I haven't done any of those yet, but it's just kind of neat. So I think it's a $50 game. The one that Gerald had pulled up, the Challenge Edition, is the one that I have. It comes with the steelbook, the poster, the game, and an exclusive Hot Wheels diecast. So that's pretty neat. Played some KO City. They started season 3. That's been really good. And then I purchased a VR game. Let me see if I can find the name of it. I got really excited about this VR game and bought it like midday because they sent me a freaking email and I've just been in a pattern of buying dumb shit. So I bought it I watched the video and bought it sitting at work. It's called Song in the Smoke. See if you can find that, Gerald. Song in the Smoke for Oculus.
Song in the Smoke.
You don't have to put for Oculus. I actually believe it's for everything. I think it might even be on PSVR as well. But yeah, so I scooped this up and I'm really excited to play it. It looks like a survival crafting story-based game. There's these weird like monsters that are everywhere. There's a big like gathering, collecting focus. I like the art style.
The art style looks cool.
Yeah, it's got a neat look to it. I watched this trailer and I bought it as soon as this trailer finishes.
The gameplay is not for me, I can already tell you.
Yeah, look at that thing. Oh, this is not what I watched. See, you'll just pick up a rock, hit it, you turn it into that, you didn't tie it to it. I mean, it's very simplistic. It's got hunting aspect. You can then go scavenge all the different parts off. Start a fire, cook some food. There's things that'll try to attack you.
Kind of looks like Stranded Deep.
Yeah, except less shitty, Gerald.
And less monsters.
Yeah, I don't know what that thing is. That scared me a little bit. It definitely has like a whimsical vibe to it. But yeah, so I picked that up for the Quest. I haven't started it yet, but I'm looking forward to that. That's it. That's all I got. Gerald, did you make any dumb purchases this week?
Yeah, I spent about $600 on Legos the last 2 weeks.
Hey, I bought some Legos too. I told you I'm on a roll.
I got the big R2-D2 set, the new Batman cowl.
I bought the bonsai tree.
Oh, okay, cool.
Look at that bonsai.
I bought Anakin and Darth Maul. Ahsoka Tano, Darth Maul, throne room fight.
We're all fucking morons.
In Lego.
Every one of us. Stupid.
I wanted to buy that Adidas shoe, but Nicole wouldn't let me.
That shoe is awesome.
I know.
I'm looking forward to the Bonza. I think it's something you could put on a shelf and it not be the most obnoxious.
Yeah, it can look nice.
They also have the flowers. Have you seen the flowers?
Uh-huh, I've seen the flowers.
I like the flowers a whole lot. So, do you have Legos on your desk at work, Gerald?
No, because my desk is wide open, and I don't really trust anybody really yet to leave Legos out there.
Jesus yeah. Christ. You've been there a year and a half.
I like to remind everybody, Gerald also works at a police station.
Right.
Where he doesn't trust anyone.
There's stuff that's been missing off my desk before, which the person that we think that's been taking things no longer works there. But like one other thing showed up missing off someone else's desk. So we don't know.
Gerald's got LoJack on a stapler.
Oh my God, don't remind me of LoJack. We had to take LoJack out of all these damn cars before.
Just tag everything.
Yeah.
Like TAGG tag.
You could do the, what's the air tags? What are they called?
Those are the Apple ones, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't there just a TAGG that's just tag?
I don't know. You could put tiles on them. They're big and stupid and clunky.
I mean, someone took a damn slinky. I had a little small slinky, and someone took that.
So I would say that's less master criminal and someone that just wanted to play with a slinky and set it down somewhere else, probably.
Possibly. And then they stole my wedding ring that you said I would take to work.
That's a little fucked up. I don't know what they're doing with that.
It was $1. I mean, I bought it just to wear to work. It was a little black thing, but someone took that.
You should get a Groove Life ring.
So you have a... So you have a decoy wedding ring that you wear around?
Oh, I have a bunch, believe it or not. I have different ones to match the clothing that I wear.
Okay, I can't wrap my head around this.
I know. I'm sorry.
I won't judge because I'm trying to get enough wallets that I can match my wallet to my outfit. So we're good, Gerald.
Like, for instance, I have a silver with like red diamonds, white diamonds, blue diamonds. I have gunmetal with different color diamonds.
Oh, hold on. You're not wearing like silicone ones?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm out again.
See, and here's the thing, Ryan. I don't think you understand what's happening here. I can't wrap my head around that idea enough to judge it one way or the other.
I thought that he meant he had a bunch of different silicone ones that he switched out for his outfit. No, I knew
that's not what he meant. He said it was silver.
Yeah, metal.
Yep, I thought he meant gray, though.
No, those aren't the same color.
They are sometimes when you're wrong. And so, because I just assumed you didn't have a jewelry box full of actual rings.
I do.
This is insanity, and you're just now bringing it up?
I'll send you all a picture. Okay. There's probably about 35, 36 rings in there.
An hour in the show, you're bringing this up.
If you send me a picture, it's going to break my fucking brain.
I want the picture. An hour in the show, you're bringing this up.
I've had it for years. When we worked together, I had those rings.
Well, I don't pay attention, in fairness. But also, where do you just, like, when you see one, are you like, oh, shit, I have a shirt that color, let me get it?
No, it's more of just the colors match with a thing. Not like red and blue, just like there's a red, there's a blue, there's a yellow, there's a green.
What I'm saying is, like, are you walking through wherever you get these, or Amazon or whatever, and you're like, I need a yellow one?
Yeah. Any green, any blue.
Do people call you out on this?
No, no one ever really notices.
I've never noticed. I've known you forever.
Yeah, we've been out together, and I probably have worn several different rings all the times.
Did you ever wear like the actual wedding ring that you like actually got wedded in?
Yeah, when we go, no, that one's gone. We traded that in for a better one, a more.
Okay, so the one you traded in for the better one, do you ever wear that one?
Yeah, I wore that yesterday.
Like when it matches your gold suit or whatever.
No, no, it's like on special days with the wife.
Special days with the wife. Okay.
Like, if we go to a wedding, I'll wear that one. Or if we go on a date, I'll wear that one.
Let me ask you this. They're all cheap? Except for the real one?
Oh, yeah. They're like $1, $2.
Because you're wearing them for a day, like, once a week. Once a month.
Oh, yeah. Probably once a month. Once every 2 months.
Do you feel... So, here's a weird thing. Do you feel... I like to match. I'm a guy that likes to match. Dan's real upset right now. Do you feel like when you put the ring on and it matches your outfit, do you feel like a little more confidence out of that?
Oh, yeah.
Even though no one else is ever going to notice.
Yeah, I feel like that when that one person that will notice, it'll make me feel like, okay, good.
My socks match my shirt every day.
My shoes always match my shirt. My hat will match my shirt if I wear a hat.
Yeah, I try to do all that as well. I'm into it a little bit, but I don't. I think you've taken it to a level that I find unacceptable as a guy's trying to match their wallets, though. I feel like you've still taken it to a level higher than I have.
Oh, I'm kind of weird with the wallets, too. I have a couple different wallets, not like yours, but if I wear a Nike outfit, I have to wear the Nike. I have to put my stuff in my Nike wallet. If I dress, yeah, if I go to work, that. I'll wear, have wallets just specific for work.
Okay, you guys are on like this whole other level of fucking existence than I am.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my head around any of this shit you guys are talking about.
That's because I typically, okay. Look, I typically try not to talk about it because I get it. I get why it's not okay.
I've got a Lego wallet, too.
I was at
so you only use that when you're wearing Legos?
Mm-mm. When he's got those Adidas shoes on.
No, I wore that. I'm stupid, but I wear that if I know I'm going to Opry Mills to buy just to the Lego store just to buy Legos. So when I open the wallet, when I pull it out to buy, they can see the Lego wallet and I can see how much of a nerd I am.
Yeah, you're a moron, and I love everything about that story. It's like you're punking yourself.
Mm-hmm. Dan's like face that. Is amazing right now. I wish I could see his face.
Amazing is not the word. He's like, disappointed.
He's like, what the fuck am I getting into?
No, it's like I just walked through the wardrobe into Narnia and don't know what the fuck is going on.
I was at work the other day and we have a new person and we're like, so what do you think of each person so far? And she gets to me and she goes, I know he likes to match. Like, that's the only thing I'd given off as a human. She said, I know he likes his shoes to match his shirt. And I'm like, I feel like if that's all I've brought to the table, I'm not upset, but I probably could try harder. You know, if that's all you're able to pick out.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think it's important, you know, to look fresh. And I'm not fancy for anybody that, like, I have a solid color polo on, and I'll just have, like, so I have a shirt that's gray, but it has a blue, like, trim around the collar, and I have gray shoes that have blue soles on them. And I wear those two together.
Just fucking no.
Gerald gets it.
Oh, yeah.
Gerald gets it.
Check Why don't you these. Just get one color shoes that matches all of them?
Check these out.
Oh, yeah.
They say not today on the back.
Oh, I got two shirts that'll match that pretty good.
Yeah, Gerald, get at me.
What brand are those?
Brooks.
Those are Brooks. I just got these in the other day. Look at these. These are black, and this is actually like flip-flop paint right here, and they're bright yellow on the bottom. One more to show you. I've got a lot more, but I don't want to be obnoxious. I just got these bad boys in, too.
Oh, with the hidden laces.
Mm-hmm. These are all Brooks because I'm an old man.
Can we go now?
Yeah. Like I said, there's more over here because I've also turned into a guy that likes Brooks. I didn't know a better way to say that because I don't like shoes, but I do like Brooks. I actually am coming around on shoes too, but most shoes hurt my feet, which is what I find so fantastic about the Brooks. They don't hurt my feet. So now I'm like, what if I bought every pair they ever made? And Dick's, like viral and social marketing is just all working for me right now because Dick sends me a text message and they're like, hey, we got a Brooks sale half off. And I'm like, what can I buy? So I've fallen trapped to that on everything. That's it. Dan wears one type of shoe. Does not match his wallet. Does not match his ring.
No.
What do you do that's weird, Dan?
Absolutely fucking nothing.
That's not true. There's something about whatever you wear daily or do daily.
That I wear? No, nothing that I wear.
Something you
I can
do.
Be weird with my food.
Well, he's saying it's not weird, but it would probably not weird to him, but it's weird to us.
Yeah, because that shit that I just told y'all is not weird to me.
No, I don't have anything that's freaking nature like you guys with my clothes.
Besides his like green undies.
I have a pair of work shoes I wear to work, and I have a pair of Adidas sneakers that I wear out and about.
Listen, I would argue that's weird that you refuse to wear another type of shoe.
Another type of shoe what?
You wear one type of shoe. When it wears out, you spot another one of the same one.
No, I don't.
I thought you told me that you only wear those Adidas.
No, I only wear Adidas for sneakers. My work shoes are Columbias. I always get Columbia hiking boots for working.
I don't wear boots. Well, I don't have a problem with boots. I just look like a douchebag in them.
They're not boots. They're a hiking shoe.
Hey, Brooks makes a nice looking hiking shoe.
Okay.
I'll send over a link to that if you want it.
The Columbias work for me. I might try the Brooks.
You wear old man shoes, and so do I, so I feel like don't shoot them down yet. Gerald wears young man shoes still.
What old man shoes do I wear?
Columbia? That's an old man shoe.
Whatever.
That's an old man shoe. I love Nikes. They all hurt my feet, every one of them.
Yeah, Nikes are too thin.
Too narrow.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I like the way they look.
I said thin. I meant narrow.
Yeah. I do like the way they look.
Yeah, I got big old fat feet with bones that protrude out the side.
I do too. Most of my shoes are Nike.
Do they not hurt your feet?
No. Because I buy specific ones that are made wide. Not
it's hard to find cool ones.
You don't have, your feet aren't as wide as mine.
Mine are triple E width feet.
All right. I'm not going to get into a dick measuring contest about feet width. Because I've never measured mine side to side. I don't think I have the thickest feet, but I think mine are a little wider than what a normal man's foot is.
The only thing I might do that you guys might find weird, and you might not find it weird, but when I have a sandwich, I have a sandwich, chips, a soup, and pickles. And I have certain chips and soups that go with certain sandwiches.
Yeah. Like, are you upset if you can't make that combination?
And you can't mix them up. You can't.
Oh, yeah. That's not weird. It's too much, though.
Do you eat your food in order? Like, you only eat this, then this, or do you mix it up as you eat?
What do you mean? You never mix your food unless
No. I'm talking about, like, okay, I eat a little bit of the pickle, I eat a little bit of the sandwich, I drink a little bit of the soup.
Yes, but it's been brought to my attention, and I never realized it was brought to my attention, that I somehow, innately, am able to, I eat the different varieties. I eat different things at different times. I don't eat all of this, all of this, all of this. But if you watch me eat, when I eat, I leave the perfect proportions to end on somehow.
Oh, you'll clean up something so that only the right amount's left for everything.
Yes. So there's like one forkful left of, say you have four things on your plate. When you get to the end, there's four forkfuls.
Yeah. I feel it necessary to say Drill to drink the soup, which I think is a weird way to say that before anybody writes in. You do drink it, but there's something that made me uncomfortable when you said it. And Dan just skated past it like that was acceptable.
I get it.
I used to be a one thing at a time kind of guy, and I had to have the plate with like a divider because I couldn't handle my food touching.
I've had those.
Yeah. I've grown a little bit as an adult, and it's okay if it's close. I really don't want, like, so if I have corn, I'll put it in a bowl.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't want the
anything
juice.
Anything that's going to have a juice that's going to run into something else needs to be separate.
Yeah, and I don't eat one thing at a time anymore, though, because I know that was weird for me to mechanically process my food in front of everybody, so I don't, like, systematically work through my plate, so now I don't do that, but I did that for a long time.
It's like when I eat a sandwich, or I have, a submarine sandwich. Any sandwich that I have, for some reason, I always have to leave the last bite to throw away.
Well, that's weird. For no reason?
Don't know why.
We would talk about Gerald's weird eating habits, but we've talked about how he does hot dogs, so I don't feel like it's necessary. That's as unacceptable as it was the day I heard about it.
Yeah.
If you don't know and you never heard that episode, just think about how Satan would make a hot dog. And that's what the process Gerald uses.
Yeah.
It's insane. That's what you should do. It reacts to, Gerald.
Is you making hot dogs.
Get someone else to react to you making hot dogs. Gerald has a new thing, too. You should plug it on here, Gerald.
Yeah.
Me and my brother are doing reaction videos to movie trailers, TV show trailers, sports, MMA, boxing, wrestling, just reacting to small videos. It's called The Realest Guys in the Room. If you guys want to...
On YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's the only place you can get it. We don't have any social media, so it'll just be on YouTube.
Yeah, check him out over there. Support him over there. You have five or six videos up already, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Seven, I think it was.
Seven. Realist Guys in the Room. Check that out. Support producer Jiro. Anybody have anything else?
Nope. We went long.
Yep. Story of my life. You can support us over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Social media is at Podcast Ryan, at Shirtless Dan, at Hoffman Show, or at Game_Stitch. We'll be back next week. This is the greatest show ever because it's 456. It's the only one ever that's 456 or any of the numbers, really. But I like this one hits hard. So that was fun. Next week won't hit as hard when it's 457. But we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.